Call the meeting back to order. So the council has indicated, based on their responses, that they are intending to review the 57 units. The question at hand is the continuance, which the council has also indicated, based on the presentation of the information and the desire to review this, that we will move to continue this if, Marcus, and what we need to know from you is the applicant presenting the 57 unit plan?
We're presenting the 57 lot plan because we thought we were going to be acted on tonight. We would like you to act on the 57 lot plan, just the ordinance amendment, which is the first reading. It's not adoption of anything. It starts the process to have a second hearing in 2 weeks, or I think it was 2 weeks, I think it's the 24th was what the date in the agenda was to say for that. Then you get to look at the map, and you have the environmental document in front of you and the map and second reading. That's when you have all the stuff in front of you. Tonight is changing two lines in one part and another line in another part of the GDP. That's all there is. We've explained all those changes. It's three lines or four lines, whatever that was just showed. You don't have the map in front of you. If you wanted to add more conditions, for example, let's say you wanted to add conditions at that cul-de-sac or something, that's not before you tonight. You're not acting on any of those measures that
Marcus,
you're going to
look at. I'm going to stop you. At
57
this point,
lots.
At this point in time, the council has indicated their desire to continue this item. If you are presenting the 57 lot plan, the intention is to continue this to the next meeting, and then it will be brought back in full, and then if approved, it would move then as currently is set to the following 2 weeks.
Can I ask a question back, Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
If I was saying it's a 60 lot map, what would you do tonight?
Then we would take a vote.
Continue with it? I mean.
Wait, is that your preference?
No, I'm just asking. I just asked a question. I haven't heard that, so I don't know. I was just asking the question.
Oh, well, again, Marcus, the council has indicated that it's their desire to review the 57 lot map. However, this information was presented to us after we brought it back from public comment. Public has not seen this information, therefore it's our desire to continue this. If you and the applicant are desiring to have the council move forward with the 57 lot that we've received, then we will continue it, I will ask council if that's their intent to continue it to our next meeting. If your preference is you want us to vote on the 60 lot proposal, then we can certainly have council vote on that now.
I haven't heard that from the council members, though. I've heard that, I've only heard preference comments about information on the 57 lot.
Does the council not
want to see the 60 lot? I'm just asking a question because I haven't heard that yet.
Well, actually, council did. Council shared their position. It was very clear. Councilmember Janda stated that he would prefer the 57 lot. Councilmember Yule stated he would prefer the 57 lot. Councilmember Gallardo stated. I stated that at this point in time, I do not support this proposal. So there you have the council's decision, their current standing. So again, Marcus, is it your intent and the intent of the applicant to move forward with this 57 lot proposal as presented to us?
Can I ask my client?
Absolutely.
client had a question back. When you said you're continuing, the hearing's been closed, you're continuing this. What exactly are, when we, you reopen your hearing, what are you taking testimony on? Are we going to redo? Do you want me to come back and give you the same presentation? Do you want the residents to give the same? I mean, what are you limiting the testimony in the hearing to information on the 57? What exactly is the context of that? Because they're trying to figure out what all they're supposed to instruct their team to prepare for.
Well, essentially, Marcus, it will be determined by you and the applicant as to what information you wish to present. If you just want to present the changes, so be it. If you want to present the entire project, that would be up to you. The public will have the right within the 5 minutes allotted to express their concerns. This item is being continued. Therefore, a decision is not being made today. The decision is being made to continue it to the next meeting.
Well, it's the 57 lots. I mean, that's what we, in good faith, came forward with. To try to address the request of this council or individual council members. So that's what we are proceeding with. The question we have, though, in the meantime, do you want us to prepare for that hearing with 57 lots, including the drainage strip? I had one council member say, what if you take that out and how many lots you would get in? I mean, tell us, because that's a different map.
Well, at this point, and Steve, correct me if I'm wrong, you have the ability to make any changes you wish to bring forward prior to...
No, we're not making changes. We're asking for what's council direction for what we're supposed to come back.
Council's direction at this point in time, Marcus, is that we've received this information. It was presented to us tonight. I understand your reference to having shared information prior in your ex parte meetings. But the public also hasn't seen this, and it is our intent to continue this to our next meeting. That will include a complete review. Everything is open at that point in time to be reviewed. The intent is to review the 57 lot information that you've presented to us. But at that point in time, you could come back and give your full presentation. You could come back and simply review the changes. If there are additional changes, then those would be submitted and those would be included in our packet. Essentially, and that is clearly the desire of council, is to have all the information contained within the packet so that we have that information to review.
Well, again, it's the 57 lots. That's what came forward, came back with, to be able to respond to requests from this body and two council members.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor, if I could, I think I'd just reflect back to my comments when we first started this. Of course, nobody is going to want to support a 60 unit when we can get a 57. I think it addresses some of the concerns the neighbors had, but the problem is it needed to be in the packet and presented as a 57 so that we would do it cleanly. And I think everybody needs to take a little step back and quite frankly watch the tone. I think I'm always going to be respectful, and I expect the same back, and I feel like we're crossing some lines there. This is a pretty clean process. We just want to do it right. This is a better process, and it's a better project, but I want to be able to vote on it as one clean packet, and I think some of this would have resolved some of these folks being here if we had done it that way, and I get it. But I have to reflect back and go, in March, we extended for 2 weeks, and I thought that's what we were doing with this. So let's do it clean and proper.
And we just want to be prepared for that hearing is all.
Yeah, but you can bring back whatever you want to bring back. But you've been sitting here and hearing the feedback, so I think that you'll take that and you'll use your good judgment to bring back a process that you think works for everybody.
Mr. Mayor, can I make a couple suggestions or comments? Possibly if there are any issues that council members have on the 57 lot that we, you know, we still, I guess, based on our new ordinance, we have until 11 o'clock tonight, can maybe dig into those and ask the questions, or a question for our attorney. If we do take a vote and move this forward, just hypothetically, we have another opportunity the following meeting for the second reading. Can we, you know, what does that opportunity provide the council as far as additional questions or clarification? You know, what's the difference between moving something forward tonight and then having that second shot at it in the second reading?
So you have, if this moves to another meeting, you still have full discretion to to modify the map, to make changes to the map. The only item that I was trying to avoid is if a change to the map was going to result in a flow-through change in the general development plan ordinance, we'd want to capture that at the time we introduce the ordinance, because when you introduce an ordinance, whatever you adopt 2 weeks later needs to match. And if we end up having to revise the ordinance, then this two-week process turns into a three-meeting process. But absent anything that would impact the general development plan, you'd have full discretion to change conditions on the tentative map, things of that nature.
So is there any potential question right now? I don't know, but maybe staff or any other council members would know that might cause that conflict if we move the ordinance forward, and you mentioned a possible conflict if they don't line up. Do we know if any of that exists or if that's even a possibility?
I think the minor amendments that was presented on the screen, marked in yellow, would rectify that. As far as making sure the ordinance aligns with what would be passed tonight if you choose to do that. And as the city attorney indicated, you have full discretion at the subsequent meeting to make any changes, vote it up, vote it down, modify, whatever those things may be, which would give you 2 weeks to review those changes as presented in the 57 lot plan. But It's at the full discretion of the council what direction that you would like to go.
Thanks.
All right. So I'll bring it to council. What is your pleasure?
Well, my frustration is that the public didn't have an opportunity to weigh in on this. I was under the impression that this had been provided to the public. And that is why I threw my hands up on this. Could you give me some clarification again, Steve? I've indicated that I certainly favor the 57 lot piece. I want to hear from the public on that note, though. So supporting, we could do either of two things, I guess. If we move this versus support, I could it's like a baby step, if you will, step towards this, but I want to be able to hear this a little more thoroughly from the public about the 57 lots.
So based upon the discussion of the council, my recommendation would be that council entertain a move to continue the project to the next regular meeting and direct staff to prepare the packet for consideration of the 57 lot tentative subdivision map and the accompanying ordinance.
So moved.
Okay, it's been.
I'll second.
You're taking that motion, and you'll take the motion that he stated?
I believe Jill took the motion. That's fine, and I'll second.
So, okay, perfect. So it's been motioned and seconded to continue item 17 to our April 24th meeting. Any further discussion?
Clarification on the record, this is the 57 lot plan.
And it is the 57 lot plan. Thank you.
And do we need to say that, or just based on the new information provided?
Well, it is the 57 lot plan, as opposed to the 60 residential lots that were in the packet. So any further discussion? No, there being none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Passes unanimously. All right, the next item on our agenda tonight is a time extension for the racetrack subdivision. So I will open public comment. And I believe Brett is going to present that one.
Mr. Mayor, council members, Brett Finning on behalf of the Economic and Community Development Department. This application is a request for approval of a 2-year extension of time for entitlements associated with the Racetrack subdivision, specifically a tentative subdivision map to divide two existing parcels totaling approximately 3.77 acres into 10 single-family residential lots, including an oak tree preservation plan permit that would preserve 162 existing oak trees on the site, approximately 85%, and allow 28 oak trees to be removed. Project site is located north and east of the eastern intersection of Racetrack Circle and Racetrack Road. This is the first application for a time extension submitted for this project. The project is eligible for two additional time extensions for a total of 3 more years under the provision of state law and the Rockingham Municipal Code. Staff finds this request to be consistent with the existing general plan designation and zoning of the site, and further finds the proposed development to be compatible with existing and anticipated development of surrounding properties. Therefore, staff does recommend that the council approve the requested extension of time. I would note that the applicant is in the process and very, very close to pulling improvement plans, but isn't quite there yet, hence their request. That concludes my presentation, and if you have any questions, I'll do my very best to answer them.
Thank you. Council, questions? Start with Council Member Yule.
I have no questions.
None for me.
Okay.
No questions.
Questions? All right. And I have no questions. Is the applicant here tonight? Would the applicant wish to speak on this item? Only if you wish to. All right. With that, and no questions for the applicant from council, okay, then I will open up. Is there anyone from the public that wishes to comment on this item? Okay, there being none, I will then bring it back, and I will bring it back to council. Is there any further questions from council? If there's no further questions, I will close public comment and bring it back for discussion.
I don't have any discussion. I would offer a motion.
Okay.
If I could. For item 18, the Racetrack subdivision time extension, resolution 18A.
I'll second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second to approve Racetrack subdivision time extension, item 18A. Any further discussion? There being none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed or abstentions? There being none, it passes unanimously.
Thank you. I wish I was before the last one.
Thank you for your patience tonight.
It's all about the number.
All right, so the next item on our agenda is item 19, the Granite Terrace subdivision time extension. This is a third extension. I will now open it to public comment.
Mr. Mayor, council members, this is also a request for an extension of time, in this case a 1-year extension. This is for the Granite Terrace subdivision, a map to divide approximately 7.87 acres into 42 single-family lots and 16 lots for streets, landscaping, and open space, along with an oak tree preservation permit to allow the removal or to allow the preservation of 32 oak trees, 28 to be removed. This also includes a request to extend a design review, as these lots are less than 6,000 square feet in size, for the appearance of the single family homes proposed to be built within the subdivision.
Hold, please.
Both the agenda and the council report say a 2-year extension.
Council has the discretion to approve either one they want because they are eligible for both. They've only requested one. I apologize for the error in the resolution and the staff report. The applicant is supposed to be here, yes.
Okay, perfect. We'll give you an opportunity to speak and then we'll ask you that question.
The project site itself is located at the terminus of Robinson Way behind the Rockland Elementary School campus. Improvement plans and a final map for the project are close to being approved, but again, they are not quite there yet. This is the third application for a time extension submitted for this project, and the project is additional for up to 1 more additional year. unless they get 2 years tonight, in which case they wouldn't be eligible for any more. Here again, staff does find that this project is consistent with the general plan and zoning of the site and any potential and existing future development in the area, and therefore we are recommending that the council approve the time extension. And with that, I'll close my comments and answer any questions you might have.
Perfect. Thank you. Bring it back for questions. Greg, any questions?
Not at this time, no.
Okay. Jill?
No. None, thank you.
Just for clarity's sake, so you had 1 year, we have in our packet a 2 year available. The 2 year, given this is a third extension, would be the final.
Correct.
If they chose to move forward with two, we do have the ability, we would just modify that approval, and then we will allow the applicant to come up and speak to that. Okay, thank you, Brett, appreciate it. So with that, we will ask the applicant to speak.
Hi, my name is Kumar Singh. I'm the owner's rep. And yes, we would love to have a 2 year extension where we masqueraded the site pretty much at this point, and it's all going to be a function of home sales. So I think 2 years would be very nice.
Okay, great. And understanding that would be the final extension that's available on the parcel, as opposed to if you took a year and then another year, but you'd have to come back and
yes, sir.
Do that. Okay, perfect. All right, any other comments regarding the project?
No, it's been a pleasure working in your community. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. And if you would just remain there for a moment, we'll ask council any questions for the applicant.
No, I don't have any questions. Thank you for waiting so long tonight.
Yes. No, don't.
Nothing. Thank you.
And I do also, number one, appreciate your efforts on this project, but appreciate your patience tonight as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, with that, is there anyone from the public that wishes to comment on this item? There being no public comment, I will close public comment and bring it back to council for discussion.
So, nothing to offer?
Just to clarify, if we grant a 1 year, they have one more year, they can come back, but they've got to go through the paperwork.
Process.
Or if we do 2 year, so either way, it's 2 years. It's just one less step.
Correct.
Okay.
And just to be clear, the resolution that's included in your packet is for a 2 year extension.
Okay.
So
great. Thanks. Yeah. Appreciate that.
Good question. Thank you. All right. So what is the pleasure of the council?
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve item 19A for a 2 year extension.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve item 19A, the Granite Terrace subdivision time extension. Any further discussion? There being none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed or abstentions? There being none, it passes unanimously. Next item on our agenda tonight is reports from city officials. We have item 20, which was continued from our March 27th meeting. It's the report on fire fuel reduction activities, and that'll be presented by our Chief Hack.
Good evening. This is just an update on our fire fuels reduction. Due to the recent fires in the state of California, most notably Sonoma County and Napa, the fire department working with support services did a comprehensive evaluation of our fire fuels management program. We identified and determined that there are several areas of risk that justified an increased level of concern and attention in our community. In the previous years, the main focus of fire fuel reduction efforts has included only weeds and grasses and vacant parcels and public open space. The department intends to increase the scope of community risk reduction activities and implement a more systematic and effective fire fuel reduction program. The area of increased concern and activity are identified in Attachment 1, and they include public open space, vacant private land, and developed private land. The legal authority is set forth in several areas, and we're not asking for any additional legal authority. We're just advising you that we're going to utilize some of the legal authority that we already have. The first step has already began. That's the proactive and holistic part of our grazing program. The next step that we'll undertake is an education program where we'll do direct education to some of our high-risk areas that we've identified. We'll do that by direct mailers, by direct contact with those areas to advise them of the areas of concern, what the requirements of the law are, and to help them do a fire plan to move forward with that. We do not anticipate, that we'll necessarily need to reach the final step, which will be enforcement. We believe that most people, once they're educated on how to protect themselves, how to protect their neighbors, and what their requirements are under the law, will choose to self-comply. If not, we will, and it's a deemed an area that is a significant and high risk, we will move forward with the code enforcement process as established and come back to council. That's all I have, if you have any questions.
Okay, great, thank you, Chief. Council, any questions? Councilmember Janda.
So are you proposing any new laws? It doesn't seem like it. It's just more enforcing what's already on the books. So were we not enforcing them before, or?
Yes, due to staffing and the current, the previous evaluation of the risk, the department chose not to enforce to the extent that we're looking to now. Now that we've identified certain areas that are a significant risk or potential risk in our community, we want to be proactive and progressive in addressing that risk to minimize the risk.
Mm-hmm. Do we have any idea, or do you have any idea what potential cost to property owners might be to comply? Have you done any sort of on-site assessment looking at specifics and saying this particular property would need XYZ or?
So personally, I have not. My staff has visited and walked all of the areas that we're looking at this enhanced level of concern, and it varies. Some of it can be handled through just grazing programs or through weed eating. Some of it will include a little bit more of limbing up of dead limbs on trees that are touching the ground to remove some of the ladder fuels and that extent.
But it wouldn't be necessarily removing healthy trees that just happen to be near structures?
No, one of the things that we do, obviously that's one of the areas that people have a concern is, oh, I have this tree right by my house, is it a huge hazard? And generally landscaped and irrigated trees are not a hazard. We still encourage them to trim up the limbs so that they're not direct contact with the homes, that their leaves are not going into the gutters, etc. But it does not in any way limit people's ability to have irrigated, manicured landscape in their homes.
Okay, so more low-hanging or dead foliage?
Or in the larger lots that are open, the open space. We provide handouts that show how they can do that. We break it down into the zones. In within 30 feet of the home, you should consider this. Within 100 feet, you should consider this type of effort.
So if there are homes that are on large lots where their fence line stops, but their property continues, but it's an area where they're not supposed to go, they can't build anything, you know, how does that come into play?
So technically, if it's if you're talking about an open space that has been had an easement to their property, they are still required to provide the fire protection to that area. Those are the areas of concern that we have, and we'll be gentle in our application of that and more of the education process. We look at this as a long-term process. We don't expect to get full, complete, 100% compliance in the first year because obviously this is new to a lot of people.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg. Jill.
For me, thank you.
Scott?
Chief, I know you covered this broadly, but can you again just kind of walk me through how will the public be notified of this program and what are some of the efforts will be made for the advertise, you know, the promotion of?
So we'll take this in several avenues. First, we'll use social media and traditional media to provide the information out to our community. The areas of the specific high risk within our community that we've identified, we will do direct mailers to them that, and we've provided the handouts to you in the packet, and then we'll also walk through that community and try to make individual contact to those personnel to advise them of what we can help them with, to help them walk through their property and say, hey, this is what we think you should do. This would make a significant impact to you and to your neighbors.
Is that something that you said the volunteers?
What our staff, our paid investigation staff, our inspection staff will do.
Okay, so no volunteers will
Not at this point. Into the future, holistically, we'd like to be able to expand this program throughout other areas. We will look to some of our community partners, our volunteers, to do that.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. I have no additional questions. So, Chief, thank you for that presentation. I appreciate it, and I appreciate you asking that it be continued so that you can come and personally present that to us. Thank you. All right, with that, future agenda items. Do we have any future agenda items?
We do have one. I don't know if we've all had the opportunity, but part of planning where we're going is a little bit of looking back of where we've been. And I know that Alfred Corral does a fabulous presentation he's done with the Historical Society and some of the others. I would, especially with, would like to see the council have the opportunity to have a condensed version of that presentation at one of our meetings where we can review.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And most importantly, thank you to Forrest Richardson for spending his birthday here, keeping us safe.
This isn't particularly a future agenda item, but could we get hear from Barbara again? I know that I see the cameras up there. When will that be going? Is that a camera up there? Is that when will
yes.
this? When will we be going live with that?
That is a camera up there, and I think they're going live at the July 1st meeting.
July 1st meeting.
Well, I guess it would be the second meeting because our first meeting's canceled.
Yeah, second in July.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Tammy actually texted me and said that's not the tie she picked out for you, so it must be on.
I'll get them. You have a makeup crew, right? Is that when we do that? Okay.
All right. Thank you, Scott. Any other future agenda items?
No, thanks.
Future strategic planning items? No?
No.
All right. Public financing authority, we have no action required. City Council acting as successor agency, item 22, we have approval of a sale of a former Union Pacific Railroad property. And I believe, Steve, you're going to present that to us.
Yes, sir. So this is a pretty quick item. There's a piece of property that the former redevelopment agency acquired several years ago from the Union Pacific Railroad for $10. And when we put together our long-range management plan as part of the wind-down of the redevelopment agency, we contemplated that we would sell this property to a private entity. But unfortunately, under federal law, this particular property is restricted for use for public purposes, including public highway or street purposes, and must remain in public ownership. So what's before you tonight are two resolutions to effectuate the transfer of this property for $10 from the redevelopment agency to the city. There's two separate resolutions, one from the successor agency authorizing and approving the sale, and a resolution of the city council accepting the purchase. I'd ask for your action tonight on both resolutions, and since they're separate bodies, if you could please move each one independently, I'd appreciate it.
Okay. Any questions?
Will they take $5? Just
we'll let the successor agency pay.
Okay.
All right. Ricky was arguing with himself.
negotiating with himself.
You could do this stuff for a buck.
Yeah, that was $10.
I don't have any questions. It's pretty self-explanatory.
I have a question. Even though it needs to stay in the public ownership, can there be any activity on it? Could we lease it out? Could we activate it somehow?
Yes.
Yes, we have some projects downtown that are coming forward that more likely will serve for public parking at the end of the day.
Okay, great. All right.
Thanks. Okay. So we are, of course, the requester of that. We do have some public here. our staff, is anyone from the public want to speak? Okay, nope, you're being done. To Rick.
Just a clarification for the record. I think everyone understands it, but I'd like to get on the record regarding Crawford 2 tonight. Staff strongly encouraged the ability for us to present this to the public via blue sheet in advance. We were denied that opportunity by the applicant, so I just want to be clear about that.
Okay, thank you, Rick.
I appreciate that. So, this item, what is council's pleasure?
I will move.
Sorry.
As the.
No, that's okay.
We're still on item 22.
We are on item 22.
22,
yes,
yeah.
We just had a brief intermission.
acting as the city council, acting as the successor agency, I move to approve 22A and B. Is it appropriate to take them both?
No, you got to take them individually.
Did you just say
separate,
that, didn't you? Okay, items. I move to move item 22A, the resolution of the successor agency, redevelopment agency of the city of Rockland, approving the sale of the former Union Pacific Railroad property.
I'll second.
It's been motioned and seconded to approve resolution 22A. Any further discussion? There being none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed or abstentions? There being none, it passes unanimously.
And I'll move to approve item 22B.
Okay.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to approve item 22B. Any further discussion? There being none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? There being none, it passes unanimously. Our next item is adjournment, and we are adjourned.
All agree on that one.
Yes. Never get